A Calgary-based housing developer is embarking on the development of an affordable and accessible rental complex in Chestermere's new residential community of South Shore, featuring 64 energy-efficient net-zero and net-zero-ready townhomes. JA Development Sol Verde townhomes will begin construction this month, and in less than a year, families and those requiring wheelchair accessibility will be taking up residence in the energy-efficient, barrier-free housing. The first homes are expected to be occupied by late spring 2023, with the remainder completed by the end of 2023. According to a Sol Verde press release, once complete, the housing complex will be the largest net-zero multi-family community in southern Alberta. These Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, CMHC, approved affordable homes will be a welcome addition to the Chestermere rental market for families and take pressure off the need for accessible and barrier-free rental homes, read the press release. Each home will be certified by the Canadian Home Builders Association, CHBA, Net Zero Home Labeling Program, which verifies the home is designed, modeled, and built to produce as much energy as it consumes annually. Net-zero homes are also designed to be up to 80% more efficient than a typical new home, whereas a net-zero-ready home has all the features of a net-zero home without the addition of solar panels. Renters will save on their utility bills, be protected from energy price increases, and live in a healthier, safer, more durable, and comfortable home, the release continued. Of the 64 two-, three-, and four-bedroom family townhomes and one-bedroom accessible homes, 32 will be accessible and barrier-free rental homes, a much-needed form of housing in the rapidly growing Lakeside community, according to Arif Amlani, director of JA Developments. By having seniors, physically challenged and young families in one community, a multi-generational and inclusive community will be created here at Sol Verde, Amlani said. He added each net-zero home will have its roof covered with solar panels and include charging stations for electric vehicles. The homes will be made as affordable as possible, with below-market rental rates for seniors and persons with disabilities. What we envision is that seniors, and those facing physical challenges, will live independently in the community and not in a facility, Amlani said. There will be a critical mass of seniors, so services to them such as home care, pharmacy delivery, meals on wheels, can be provided efficiently. The developer said the complex will provide an opportunity for seniors to make new friends and relieve loneliness. He said a sense of community and togetherness is a critical element in maintaining good mental health. We foresee this multi-generational community being vibrant with active seniors and for some lucky families with young children. Perhaps even free babysitting, he said with a laugh. The idea is to create this organically and not be forced by regulation of government and on a private basis. Amlani feels there is a shortage of accessible, barrier-free, and affordable housing in southern Alberta, and the need has been growing for some time. These units are for average families who are having difficulty paying very high rents today, he said. Adding of the 64 units, more than half are fully net zero. When we say net zero, essentially all the electricity and heat is coming from the solar panels using air pumps and so there is no gas coming into the project. There are no gas lines, everything is provided electrically and so we have that will be different. JA Developments has its sights set on more net zero projects in the future, Amlani added, but nothing is set in stone at this time. We're continuing to look for land and we would love to partner with not-for-profits and others who may have the land but don't have the expertise of development, he said. We're also very open to doing it on a not-for-profit basis, it doesn't have to be a for-profit type of endeavor. The Sol Verde Townhomes Complex celebrated its official groundbreaking ceremony in Chestermere on September 8 at 11 a.m., with construction beginning thereafter. For more information, visit solverdenetzero.com.